This is JIS News. Coming up, Cabinet approves relocation of Justice Ministry, government to purchase used cars for Jamaica Constabulary Force, and private sector urged to help create a green economy. The news in detail after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security will be purchasing cheaper vehicles during the 2016-17 financial year to boost the mobile capacity of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland on Monday, Portfolio Minister Robert Montague said motor cars, particularly known as deportees, will be purchased instead of more expensive new vehicles. Minister Montague says the aim is to capitalize on the limited financial resources available to purchase police vehicles.
So I have asked the permanent secretary to investigate that so that rather than buy 100 new cars, we can get 400 used cars. And if a taximan can take a deportee and it lasts him for 10 years, the police can take a deportee and it lasts him for 3 years.
The National Security Minister says discussions are in progress and a pilot project has already started for the retrofitting of police vehicles, which will allow for the use of liquefied natural gas LNG. Cabinet has approved a request for the relocation of the offices of the Ministry of Justice to the Commerce Gate office complex located at 61 Constant Spring Road, Kingston. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says $100 million will be allocated to fund the related expenses associated with the relocation. The Ministry of Justice was originally located at the 10th and 11th floors of the National Commercial Bank NCB South Towers at 2 Oxford Road, Kingston 5.
The reasons for the relocation request were due in part to various issues related to poor air quality of the Oxford Road building since March 12, 2014, the negative impact of the health of the staff of the ministry and the operations of the ministry and its departments. And finally, the order by the Kingston and St. Andrew Public Health Department for the closure of the offices.
Senator Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House Tuesday. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Darrell Vaz, is calling on the private sector to employ environmentally friendly policies as part of efforts to create a green economy. Mr. Vaz was speaking at the launch of the Green Economy and Scoping Study for Jamaica on Tuesday, held as part of activities in observance of World Water Day.
We must advocate for greater involvement and renewed commitment by the private sector in terms of their environmental stewardship and corporate social responsibility. I therefore call on the leaders of the private sector and all corporate entities to fully embrace the green economy and other environmental initiatives.
Minister Vaz says sound environmental management is pivotal to the country's socio-economic development and stability. He adds that the scoping study reveals that a green economy will generate jobs vital for the elimination of poverty. And over 40 nutraceutical enthusiasts benefited from a business opportunity workshop hosted recently by the National Commission on Science and Technology. The workshop, themed Growing Your Nutraceutical Enterprise, featured regulatory bodies with interest in the industry, outlining the processes and procedures involved in the sector. There were also presentations from the Small Business Association of Jamaica, SBAJ, the Scientific Research Council, SRC, and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
In order to build this industry that we can access the international market in a positive and professional way, we must get it right from the start. And that is why we have invited the farmers, we have invited the legislators, come together, understand the challenges and also the opportunities.
President of the SBAJ, Hugh Johnson. The workshop was the first of two to be held this month. The other is scheduled for the Holiday Inn in Montego Bay on Wednesday, March 23. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyens.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.